difference between the Algerian and the Moroccan handling or tackling for the concepts they have submitted in their statement, while the themes were similar, they spoke about the vaccine equity, the shortage of vaccine in Africa, the need to increase the amount of vaccination because they are seeing that the pandemic is a threat to everybody. Nobody is safe until everybody is safe. While the Algerians think that to further have inroads with the multilateral track within the governmental channels and intergovernmental organizations like the United Nations, Morocco took more pragmatic approach because now they are having an initiative to manufacture the vaccination. They call it fill and finish. Their aim is to vaccinate their population and after that provide a health security across the continent. When we come to the Sahara issue, this is a huge gap between the two countries. Algeria diplomacy still attached to the old school and does not show any flexibility. We have to know that while the Algerians provided safe havens for the Sahrawi people living on its territory, Morocco provided development. I was in Laayoune in the Western Sahara. I met with the Moroccan foreign minister. I met with the Burundian foreign minister who was there to open a new consulate general. Right now, there is more than 20 countries recognize the sovereignty of Morocco on the Sahara territory, including the United States. At the same time, you have the Sahrawi who are living in the Tindouf camp in Algeria, where you have human rights violation en masse. The Sahrawi group that's controlling the Tindouf camp does not allow foreign media to go and visit, while on the other side, Morocco is opening the territory and another major city there, which is Dakhla. Till today, nobody knows how many Sahrawi people are inside the Tindouf camp in Algerian territory. Algeria refuses to let the United Nations conduct a census inside this camp, not reveal how many people, if we're even going to start a referendum, which the Algerians are sticking to this concept. How do you know that these people are really Sahara? There is no verification of identities of most of these people. So there are totally different approaches, a quasi-military with a civilian president, and you have a constitutional monarchy started on a path of development and transitioning towards being a fully fledged democracy.
Another contested approach was how each foreign minister handled the Palestinian-Israeli conflict in the respective addresses to the United Nations General Assembly. Can you draw a comparison between what direction Moroccan Foreign Minister Nasser Bourita took this issue as opposed to his Algerian counterpart Ramdan Lamamra?
Both countries agreed that the occupation is a condemnable offense against the Palestinians. Most ministers agreed that there are violations for the international resolutions from the Security Council or from the General Assembly. Both ministers agreed that the path towards restoring negotiation has been blocked. However, those two countries couldn't be different in their approach. Algeria still repeating the old rhetoric, we condemn no for recognition, no for negotiation, no for reconciliation. That's the trinity of the Arab rejectionist bloc. While we have Morocco engaged on a pragmatic approach to be able to have a say, Algeria all the time have been on the opposing side. Morocco dealt in a pragmatic way. They recognized Israel. They established diplomatic relationship. Morocco have an advantage that they have a direct channel, that they have established mutual benefits between the two countries. You can exercise pressure using these tools, but if you are totally on the opposite side and you're totally not recognizing your opponent, you totally have nothing to leverage your position, you're not going to reach anywhere. That is the difference between the Moroccan approach and the Algerian approach.